We talked about the NBA. We talked about the NHL. We did our picks.
What, do you have a checklist?
What?
You have a checklist?
Yeah. So we've done all that. And by the way, in our picks this year, we both started off really, really terrible.
Uh huh.
But we actually have. I think you're going for the best record ever for your year, and I'm actually.
Yeah.
And I'm 10 games over 500 finally. After going 7 games under. So it's not too bad of a year for us in the picks.
Nope.
Not yet.
And speaking of picks, did you look at the college schedule this weekend?
No.
It's atrocious. Alabama's playing Mercer. Okay. That we're not done yet. Auburn's playing Louisiana Monroe.
Oof.
We ain't done yet. Notre Dame's playing Navy. That's why Notre Dame sucks, because they play these gimmick teams. Yeah, they play Navy. It's a great thing. It's not a team that a top team should be playing. And to top this off now, Clemson plays the Citadel. So if there's any upsets in the top couple of spots this week in college football, they should fall out of the top 25.
Oh, that's pretty horrible. That's pretty horrible.
Yeah, I mean, they schedule these cream puffs. They're coming toward the end of the season. Thanksgiving's next week. Most of these big teams only have 2 more games, maybe a conference championship game. How does Alabama play Mercy, and how does Clemson play the Citadel? I mean, this is terrible. I mean, it's good for the small school because they pick up a lot of money in these games, but man, who wants to watch that?
That's right. Hey, any horse racing this week?
Yeah, we got a couple of races. Before the rains come in tomorrow, the 8th race at Aqueduct is on the grass. I'm sure that they'll buzz through the card to try to beat the rain tomorrow. It's called the Artie Schiller. I don't know what it was called before this. It's a mile race on the turf. Draws a big field. Could be some upsets in here. A couple of horses I like down on the rail, Night Prowler. This horse ran third in this race last year at 8-1, coming in the race off pretty good form. No wins, but most of the better turf horses aren't in New York right now. So this horse stands a pretty decent chance in this race tomorrow. Another long shot I'm looking at in here is the 10-horse Monster B. This horse has been running in some smaller stakes all over the place. His numbers fit this race very, very well. And the biggest number I'm looking at is the 15-1 morning line. So if this horse hits the board somewhere for you, it's going to blow up your exactas and your tries. My top pick in here is the 6 horse, A Lot. It's been a long time between drinks for this horse, but this horse has had a lot of time off. And usually when this horse comes back in off a layoff, this horse gives a very, very good effort. Chad Brown has this horse going tomorrow at 6-1 morning line. I like this horse on top, so we're going to go with A Lot to win in this race. I'm not betting a lot on him, but because I don't have a lot. So we have A Lot on top with Night Prowler, the 1, and Monster B to round out our try in exacta box. And then moving over to Churchill Downs tomorrow at Louisville. The 5th race tomorrow is their stakes race of the day. It's an overnight $80,000 race, 7 furlongs on the dirt. Draws 8 horses in here. The 8 Limousine Liberal is going to be a big favorite in this race, and justifiably so, with 4 wins over 6 tries at the track. But I'm going to try to beat the horse. I'm going to drop down on the inside to the 1 horse. The name of the horse is Le Ken. This horse is trained by a pretty good trainer in Correas, and training well at Keeneland. This horse is coming off 2 stakes races, 1 in August, 1 in October, on the turf, a grade 2 at Del Mar, a grade 1 at Keeneland. And the dirt workouts that this horse has been showing tells me that this horse likes the dirt. I really like to move from a grade 1 to this race and shorten it up going 7 on the dirt. This horse could beat Limousine Liberal if it runs to expectations, and I'm going to take a shot with this horse tomorrow. So in this 5th race tomorrow at Churchill, the 1 horse, Le Ken, is my pick, and of course throwing Limousine Liberal in to round out my exacta. So next weekend, big races at Aqueduct, big races at Churchill. It's the big last hurrah for the year. And I'm sure we'll have some pretty decent plays next weekend as well.